extra week give you time to get even more healed? You look, you know, you was able to play, but it didn't look, you know.
A bye week is always great. Especially, I mean, even if you're playing and you're not injured, mm-hmm. it's always good to rest your body and mm-hmm. be able to recover. Because once again, as y'all know, this is a long season. So whenever you can have a week off and take some time to relax your mind, and it's always good.
Our mantra has always been, you know, next game. So, you know, we've been trying to do that. But I think the week off helps with that. You know, it's just an opportunity to refocus, kind of reevaluate what went wrong in the first half and try to correct those issues moving forward.
You take it, you live in the now. You live right now. All we're focused on right now is getting a win on Sunday and let everything else happen as it goes. But we have to handle our business this week.
We all have come out starting off fasting games, but something happens in the second half. How do you continue the momentum from the first half and carry it over to finish games?
Yeah, we just got to continue to keep practicing those that way. You know, even at practice, you know, we kind of sped up the tempo just throughout the whole day. You know, up tempo, up tempo, up tempo. So when the second half come along, you know, guys still have energy and, you know, still being able to make those plays in the second half of the game.
The guys have been dinged up and not practicing as much, so it's different when you get in the game and the game speed's a whole lot different and things like that. So, you can say that's some of the blame of it, but, you know, we got to hold on to the ball and get out there and do what we're supposed to do. So, as an offense, so, you know, we've been doing that. You know, coming off the bye week, all of us have been out there practicing every day, you know, just going out there and executing. We know what we got to do, so we're going to get it done.